Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be generally cloudy, continued chance for some showers, and a high near 80. Right now in Kenosha, 73 degrees. It's 75 in Burlington, 74 both in Milwaukee and in Racine. City of Racine is going to a semi-automated solid waste cart collection system beginning September the 18th, with a related bulky waste collection policy being recommended now by the Common Council's Committee of the Whole for items not fitting into the 95-gallon carts with the lids closed. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen's initial 2 free curbside pickup proposal became 4 with Public Works panel discussion, and Alderman Jason Meekma last night felt that post 4th of July and Christmas also needed to be thrown into the mix.
Would it be unreasonable to do 4 free pickups a year and schedule specific holiday pickups in addition to the 4 free pickups a year?
Oh, as far as like for the 95-gallon cart?
For overflow. So if Christmas time comes and we've filled that with wrapping paper and we've got 6 more bags of wrapping paper, well, now I have to use one of my bulky waste pickups for that.
Yeah, quite honestly, we hadn't even considered that.
In addition to the total 6 free bulky waste collections recommended, the plan would also utilize at least the Pearl Street drop-off site 52 weeks a year. Any policy, though, on picking up grass clippings, brush, and tree branches in the city of Racine clearly in need of some serious revision from what the Public Works Office has proposed, which includes citizens potentially taking their own material to designated sites, paying for a special collection cart plus a yearly fee, all to be in compliance with city ordinance and state law. Alderman Melissa Lemke, furious with the recommendations, to use her word, and recommending no change be made at all, keeping it a manual pickup versus something mechanical.
I went out and told 1,000 constituents that this would not be affected, and now I have to go back and tell them, oh, by the way, we're going to have a $158 charge? It makes me look bad. It makes the city look bad. We're going back on our promises to our constituents, and it's drastically reduced services, not minorly. I have to say, when I look at the alternatives, you see bringing things to a dump site. That's what my grandpa does in Eagle River. This is a city.
Commissioner Yellen said the city for 23 years collected and disposed of green waste with regular waste until he ordered recent separation to meet the state law. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk suggesting allowing administration to work on alternatives based on the council's feedback.
When we're trying to design these things tonight, it makes it sort of hard. We're responding on the fly. But if you give us some opportunities to think through some of these things, there might be some, you know, sort of hybrid alternatives we can, in fact, come up with that will make this work a little bit better and get us kind of where we're going. So give us some flexibility, if you will.
When all was said and done, the Committee of the Whole voted no to amendments and giving direction to staff, but agreed to try it again in 30 days. Kenosha Alderman G. John Ruffalo is accused of stalking a woman for more than 3 years after she broke off their relationship. The 54-year-old Ruffalo in Kenosha Circuit Court to face a single count of stalking, a felony which carries a maximum penalty of 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine with conviction. In asking for a high bond, Assistant Attorney General Robert Kaiser noted that Ruffalo is accused of harassing the alleged victim for years, both at her home and place of employment.
There was a recorded conversation between the defendant and Mount Pleasant police where he was told to leave her alone. He said he would. That was a lie. He continued to do it. On May 1st of 2017, he received a stalking warning letter from the Attorney General's office saying that if he did not stop this behavior, he would be prosecuted by the Attorney General's office for stalking. Most people stop when they get one of those. He didn't. And between May 8th and, again, the complaint only goes up to June 30th, but there's been multiple behaviors since that time.
Ruffalo's attorney is Pat Cafferty, who said his client is not a flight risk and noted there are no allegations in the criminal complaint that indicate he ever threatened the victim with harm. Ruffalo's bond set at $10,000. He'll be back in court for his preliminary hearing on August the 25th. A second man in Racine County now facing a homicide charge referenced the death of Deshaun Jordan earlier this month. 23-year-old Jonathan Bell in court accused of being a party to the crime of intentional homicide and 4 counts of attempted homicide. Jordan shot and killed as he and 4 other men were in an alley in the 1600 block of Phillips Avenue back on August the 6th. In court, a preliminary hearing on the charges against Bell set for August the 23rd. He's ordered held on a $500,000 bond. Meanwhile, Rytrell Earl, 17 years years old, charged earlier this month with homicide and attempted homicide, scheduled to be back in court for his preliminary hearing on August the 24th. He's being held in the jail on $1 million bond. There was a car fire on Horlick Drive in Racine yesterday morning. It was apparently intentionally set. City fire units called out to that location between 12th Street and Kinsey Avenue found a 1990 Chrysler sedan fully involved in flames. Fire quickly extinguished, and according to a news release, no driver could be found. So anybody who's got information is being urged to contact Crime Stoppers of Racine County. In Madison, the State Assembly is going to take up the Foxconn incentive package today. One local representative, Todd Onstad of Kenosha, expects it to pass despite unanswered questions. He's on the Committee for Jobs and the Economy, voted against sending it to the full Assembly last week, but said bills generally are not brought before the chamber until the leaders believe there are enough votes for passage. None of the amendments proposed by Democrats were added to the bill in committee. Onstad says he's really not sure how he's going to be voting today.
These jobs offer great opportunity, but by the same token, we still have concerns, some concerns that we're trying to work out, and we're going to concentrate on doing that.
So the $64,000 question is still which site is going to be chosen for that LCD manufacturing plant, saying he believes the sites in Mount Pleasant and the town of Paris are still under consideration. A site plan application for a proposed Burger King restaurant and a strip mall at 6012 Washington Avenue in Mount Pleasant, space that had been Dickey's Barbecue Pit, rejected by the Village Plan Commission. Even though a catalytic converter to reduce fast food smell and shifting the drive-through to the back of the building were among the changes made. Erica Stark, owner-operator of the neighboring Polished Beauty Bar, said it boils down to parking, even though she admitted the revised plan was a large improvement.
In the other Burger Kings in town, they have 40 and 36 parking spaces, respectively. So we're talking about 46 spaces for a Burger King and two other businesses. I occupy 43% of the building, which would mean that about approximately 20 spots would be what we would need. And you can see how much we already fill that need already.
Commissioner Robert Underhill said even with the changes, he could not support that request.
I'm just really having trouble supporting this thing because I really don't think it's a good idea. It's a parking problem, an issue with another business, issues with being able to get into the businesses from the front, taking away the parking from the front. I just really think that this is something that is not a good idea.
Following almost an hour of consideration, the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission voted 4-1 against allowing the Burger King at the site. Trustee John Hewitt, the lone vote in favor, Commissioner John Keyes abstaining based on lack of certain details. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says he's going to use his upcoming listening session to discuss plans for Pritchard Park, which of course would include the S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The listening session is scheduled for next Wednesday, August 23rd, from 4 till 6 p.m. at the Pritchard Park Pavilion. In a news release, Delagrave says he's using the listening session as a community discussion for the neighbors and community to learn more about the plans for the park. He says it's believed the Aquatic Center project will, quote, enhance our quality of life by offering fun and healthy recreational activities for all ages. Delagrave will be joined at the listening session by members of the Aquatic Park Design Team, the YMCA, which will run the facility, and other members of the executive staff and county officials. The Aquatic Center will be funded through a $6.5 million donation from SC Johnson. Groundbreaking is expected to take place this fall, with the facility opening next year. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And after meeting behind closed doors for more than an hour again last night, the Mount Pleasant Village Board made no decision regarding hiring an interim administrator, a new administrator. The board had a closed session at Monday night's regular meeting on the same topic. Village President Dave DeGroote saying after last night's session, the board will meet again next Monday to go over some issues that came up during last night's meeting. Mount Pleasant Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has been handling the administrator's duties on an interim basis, in addition to his own, for more than a year now. The village in the process of reviewing candidates for the administrator job, a process that will continue. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.